So faith is probably one of our most basic terms, isn't it, in Christianity? One of our most basic and most important ones. But what is faith? What does it actually mean to have faith in God or to have faith in Jesus? I'll tell you what a lot of non-Christians think it means. They think that it means faith means it's what you do when you are believing in things that you have no good reason to believe in. You just believe anyway. They view Christianity as we sort of make a virtue of ignorance, of just believing something just for the sake of believing it. And unfortunately, it seems to me that many Christians pretty much think the same thing about the word faith. Many of you will know that I'm pretty big on the evidence for the Christian faith. I think that's quite important. I wouldn't be a Christian today if it weren't for that. That's how God brought me to faith. But some Christians would think that's a contradiction. How does evidence bring you to faith? If there's evidence, then you don't need faith. You have faith when there isn't evidence. And Christians who understand faith that way have some Bible verses that they might quote. So just imagine one example here. When Thomas saw the risen Lord in John chapter 20, Jesus said, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Because you've seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. And so many people think that right there, Jesus is rebuking Thomas. He's saying that Thomas believed after he saw, and that's not blessed. Blessed, rather, are the ones who believe without having seen. Does that make sense? I don't think that's the right understanding of this verse, but this is the interpretation. Blessed are those who, with having no good reason to believe, just do. I do think that passage actually says something very different when you read it, but before I explain that, let me just ask you what the word faith means in everyday language. So, I might need just a moment of help from the kids. Who plays a sport out of you kids? Helena, what do you play? Basketball. Excellent. That's a perfect example. What would it mean if I said, "I have faith in you. You're about to take the free throw." And I say, "I think you'll score the point. I have faith in you." What does that mean? I believe. What do I believe about that? Yes, I believe you can do it, right? What's another word for that? I have faith in you. What would it mean if I told you that I have faith in my wife? I can get help from the adults here as well. Trust. Yeah. In everyday language, when we talk about having faith in something, all we mean is we trust that thing or that person. I trust you to make the free throw, Helena. Faith just means trust. If I have faith in my wife, and for the record, I do, it means that I trust her. If I have faith in God, it means I trust Him. If I have faith in Jesus, it means I trust Him. Now, you might trust someone for bad reasons or no reason, but you can trust people for good reasons too, can't you? I've got very good reasons to have faith in Helena because she's the greatest basketball player that WA has ever seen. I've got very good reasons to trust Deb. She's proven herself trustworthy to me over the years, no doubt. And we have also got excellent reasons to trust Jesus, to have faith in Him. He hasn't left us blind, groping, latching onto something to believe just because we want to believe it. He's given us good reasons. And that's what the Bible says. Let's come back to Thomas just quickly. "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." That is not a rebuke. You see, the problem that Jesus is addressing here isn't that maybe Thomas missed out on a blessing. And isn't that a little sad? He's missed out on the blessing forever. He's already seen Jesus. He can never not see Jesus and believe on a blind faith now. That's just gone. He'll never get that blessing. That's a bit sad. But the problem isn't that Thomas might have missed out on a blessing because he didn't believe until after he had seen. The problem isn't that Thomas might have missed out on a blessing. The problem is that we might have. See, anyone reading John after the time of the apostles, even centuries later like us, if we read John's gospel and we read about Peter and John and Matthew and Andrew and all of them, just like Thomas, all of them see the risen Jesus. If we read that, we'll think we're the ones that missed out on a blessing. We didn't get to see him. Doesn't that seem like the natural way to read the text? They all got to see Jesus risen, and we don't get to see that. They had good reason to believe, and that's a blessing. They were granted the blessing of seeing the risen Lord. So what about us? Well, what do the very next two verses in John's gospel say? Remember, the Bible is not a bowl of fortune cookies. You can take one verse out and read it, and whatever you want it to mean is what it means. If you want to know what does blessed are those who believe without having seen means, what do the very next two verses say? It says, Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Why was any of this written? It was written so that you might believe. So Thomas was blessed because he saw Jesus and he had a good reason to believe. He had a good reason to have faith, a good reason to trust in Jesus. What Jesus is saying is that those of us who don't get to see with our own two eyes can be just as blessed as the apostles were. It is not blessed rather are those who believe without having seen. It is blessed also are those who believe without having seen. We too are blessed with a good reason, a great reason, a persuasive reason to have faith in Jesus. We have got the testimony of those who saw him, who walked with him, who ate with him. We have got the eyewitness testimony of those who saw Jesus alive again after his death. That is exactly why John says he wrote his gospel in the first place. These things are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. So once in a while, someone will ask me why I'm a Christian, and my answer is always the same. Because I think it's true. That's it. Because I think it's true. We have got excellent evidence for the truth of our faith, including this eyewitness testimony to the resurrection of Jesus. So we need to trust Jesus. We need to believe in him. We need to have faith in him. And we've got very good reason to trust him this way. Because Jesus died to take the punishment that we deserve for our rebellion against God. That's how much he loved us. That's how much he cares about us. He died to take the punishment we deserve, and then he rose to life again and offers eternal life to those who have faith in him. Now, if he was willing to do that for us, that's a good reason to trust him. We can trust him to save us from death, from all evil, from our own sin. We can trust him in our good times and in our bad times as well. A God who would do that for us is not a God who's going to lead us astray. He'll take care of us. We can trust him. We can trust him to grant us eternal life, and we can trust Jesus enough to care about what he taught and to live our lives by it. And that is faith.